very nice.
We will open the Town of Livingston Planning Board meeting. We'll start with roll call.
Chairman Phil Schmidt.
I'm here.
James McFarland.
Here.
Bernie Stickles.
Here.
Robert Bellinger.
Here.
Chip Keel.
Here.
John Ross.
Here.
Stephen Tebow.
Here.
Martin Nawith.
Here.
Attorney Ted Hilscher.
Here.
Engineer Michael, Michelle, I'm sorry, Michelle Mormley.
Here.
Okay. Let's see, you have a copy of last month's minutes. If they're okay, we'll need a motion to accept them.
I shall move.
Chip?
I'll say.
Okay, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Before we get started, the Town of Livingston is going to have a civil response and active shooter event on September 19th. It's a class. If anybody's interested, they can see the town clerk about that. I think, Ted, there's enough people here for global that maybe you could just give us a quick note on what's happening.
Sure. Global has been asked to, by DEC, to provide more information. So until they do that, the board has decided they're not going to make a decision.
Great, thank you. Okay, we're going to open, let's see, is it 7:02 yet? No, we're going to open the Tarpon Towers public hearing. But first, I give Ben an opportunity to kind of bring us up to speed on what you're doing, what it's all about.
Okay.
And then after that, you're all welcome to ask questions.
My name is Ben Botello with the Murray Law Firm. We represent Tarpon Towers and Verizon Wireless. We're applying to the Town of Livingston Planning Board for a special use permit to build a telecommunications facility on property located at 51 Danske Road in Livingston. The property is located in the town's LDR2 zoning district where wireless telecommunications facilities are a special permitted use. The facility will consist of a 150-foot tall tower, monopole design with Verizon Wireless antennas at the 146-foot center line. The tower will accommodate future use of other carriers, up to three other carriers in the future. Notice of this public hearing was published in the Register Star and was sent to adjoining landowners. Like to open it up for any questions from the public or the board?
We haven't opened the hearing yet.
Yes, we're opening the hearing now at, I believe it's 7:03. Sorry, I can't see it. So anybody has a question on this?
Why was this additional tower necessary?
As opposed to the, like, the
other
Blue Hill?
Other two that exist.
So the one that exists, are you talking about Blue Hill, right?
Blue Hill, yeah.
The one that exists at Blue Hill now is full. Basically, it's at capacity, and it's actually structurally unsound, which is why it's being replaced. Currently, there is no replacement tower being built at Blue Hill. You guys issued a special use permit to have a replacement tower built, but you might know that it's been tied up with the FCC for about 13 years.
Yes.
So we don't know exactly when that will be built. So at this point, there's no existing alternative tower to look at.
Now, was that a dead zone? That's why it was picked at Danske Road?
Yes.
Well, I know that for my neighbors who can't communicate because of that.
Right. And it will help emergency communications, right, too, so.
If I could just add to that,
yes.
This might be new information to the applicant. So we have received a little communication from the FCC, and the FCC has approved Eager Communications to move forward with their application or with their tower. And we have communications from Mark Eager indicating that based on the approval that he's received from the FCC that they're going to proceed and construction is going to proceed on that shortly. So, and I understand that you don't necessarily have a response right this second, but our code requires that you're going to have to address the need for your tower in light of the Eager Tower, which has received permission, in front of you.
Right.
So you're going to have to respond and supplement your existing application with that information.
Okay. And our response at this point is that there is no existing power to co-locate on Verizon's antennas. So there's really nothing to review at this point. I understand that it's, that the FCC gave the green light, but at this point, there's still nothing there for us to look at.
Well, I understand that that's your position, but the board is not going to be able to approve your application with an existing approval for another tower that's in line ahead of you at this point. So, you know, you and I will have further discussion about this, but I think that's what the public and the board is going to be interested in.
Okay. And I know there was maybe some discussion from the law firm regarding the expiration of that permit, but that may have been addressed, right?
It has been.
Okay.
Yeah. The permit has not been expired.
Okay. I mean, we can always look into that with additional RF studies. I have, this is for the...
That's for the Eiger Tower.
Eiger Tower.
It doesn't cover the plus.
Okay. So I have with me Rick Supaki here. He works as an RF engineer for Verizon Wireless.
So I ran plots on that tower as well, which, as you know, like you already say, the tower is actually overburdened now. So as of right now, even if it was structurally sound, there's nowhere for us to go on the tower because it's full. If that changes with the new tower, that could change things. I would assume quite a few antennas would have to leave the old tower and not be put on the new in order for that to even be justifiable at all. With that said, I ran propagations on that tower that doesn't cover the area that we need anyways. So unfortunately, even if everything came together great, there was a place for us, it still doesn't cover what we need to cover.
That just needs to be documented.
Yeah, we'll send a letter out with color copies of this and an explanation. Thank you.
I think you have a letter on file the secretary has about my tower and we some more. That our tower is ready, willing, and set for rising. And it's only a mile and a half from where your proposed tower is, according to our code. You have to come to us first.
Right, and we did analyze that silo. It's the silo, correct?
Yeah.
We analyzed the silo and it didn't give us the coverage that we needed at all. That was one of the first places that we looked at.
We are on the business district. We are on the main line of the district. You're out there in the woods. There is thousands of acres of agricultural land that's conserved. There's not going to be any development out there. So, but we're on the business district already.
No,
Route 9 corridor.
And if you want to look at the application that we submitted, that was in our initial application, a review of your property and a bunch of other properties. And
but you have never notified us. We have never gotten any communications from us. And according to this code, you have to.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. Yes?
Could I ask, how many towers are there in the town of Livingston right now operating?
You have to speak up and speak to your name. I'm sorry. Could you speak up? I can't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wondering how many cell phone towers are operating currently in the town of Livingston? Do we know?
Among all, across all the carriers?
Yeah.
I don't have an exact number for you right now.
Is it more than three?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. And just to touch on that, we reviewed six other properties as alternatives before we even chose the site. So
there are six towers?
No, those aren't towers necessarily. Those are just other properties where we could build a tower, right?
And one follow-up to that. Is the reason that we need so many towers around here having something to do with the topography of the land?
That's part of it, yes. Yeah. And to touch on something I mentioned earlier, this tower will be able to support three additional carriers in the future. So if AT&T wanted to come in and put their antennas up, it's possible without them having to build a new tower in the future.
Do they currently have a tower?
I am not positive if AT&T has a tower.
Yes, they do.
They do? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just have a question to address to the board. My name is Thomas Butler. I work with Mr. Schneider on his tower. My company, Empire Site Communication Management, we actually manages communication facilities. And I had written up to the board a letter it's describing how the analysis is done for these towers. Basically, these companies will come and to the board to actually go and take a look at using an outside consultant to verify the analysis that Verizon is doing. I mean, it was a very great president that we had, and his saying was, you know, trust but verify. So you can be given these plots, and you certainly want to make the best decision to see if their analysis that they're doing is good. You want to, you know, within your town law, you have the ability to go and hire an outside consultant to go and take a look at these plots. And I would strongly suggest that you do that.
If I could just touch base on what you said, just from a pragmatic standpoint, a carrier like Verizon would always prefer to put their antennas on an existing structure rather than waiting for zoning approval in months and months of meetings and research and things like that. So that's why your client's property was looked into first, and it was determined to be technologically not feasible. Otherwise, we'd be having a totally different conversation if it was feasible. That's all I wanted to say about that.
I guess my point is that, you know, it's certainly good to get an outside partner. These are Verizon plots that are generated to promote their facility that they're proposing, but there may be other alternative facilities, and for some either political or financial or other reasons beyond RF analysis that also may work. And that an RF analysis and an RF engineer could actually come in and say, hey, look, the Eager property could work, the Schneider property could work, or maybe just the Eager property would work and address what Verizon needs for their RF, for their network. And it's always good to have a set, you know, cover your bases and have a second analysis of seeing what they're doing, if it's legitimate or not, or another, or there could be alternatives. And a lot of other towns do this. It's not uncommon. It's pretty much industry practice that the RF consultant will help the town make a good decision.
I just reiterate that Verizon, it behooves them to place their antennas on existing structures and towers. It's cheaper, it's faster. They wouldn't, you know, modify their radio frequency propagation studies in order to build a tower that they would rather not have to build.
Yes, sir.
I got another question.
I'm Charlie.
Has that property been surveyed?
Surveyed as in property boundaries?
Boundary lines and everything?
Yes.
Because my property is next door to almost where that tower's going to be.
Okay, so this is the proposed facility.
That's where the tower's going to be?
Correct.
And my property line goes right down, somewhere's right in that neighborhood, right down through there. They've got that all stated as, this is Guzzi's land. It isn't. This is all, that's my land, my son's land, right in here, the woodlot. And part of that over here is even Shank's property. And this is where the boundary line goes, right down through here.
This might not be a perfectly, verbatim image of what the property looks like, but I didn't go out and walk and look at the lines, but I know that it was surveyed and it shows that 1,100 feet to that property line, 333 feet to that property line, 1,100 feet.
There's only one peg in the woods over there. I don't see no other showing which way it was surveyed.
I mean, I get your concern, but I have no reason to believe that this wasn't surveyed.
So,
do you have a copy of the survey map?
Just from the site plans. I know surveys are done before.
In all honesty, the peg is basically in our woods.
We don't have a survey. Do you have a survey?
We should. I'll check with our engineering team and see.
Okay.
And then that's going to lead me to my next point. What does that do to our property value? Health concerns, has any of that been involved in it?
There should be no health concerns.
Well, there should be and could be.
What are you talking about, radiation health concerns or?
Any kind of health concerns.
I mean, various studies.
Devaluing the property.
I understand.
Somebody's gaining when we're losing. How are we compensated for it?
Cellular service?
Pardon me?
Cell service?
I got Verizon, I got just fine cell service.
I
don't need a tower to get better.
I can't comment on your property value.
Well,
this is all, we're paying taxes, we're taxpayers.
I understand. Yes?
You have the adjoining property distances on your paperwork for every adjoining property?
Yeah, could you make a copy for the adjoining people? Because I'm one of them. I'd like to have a copy of that too, and I'm sure he would like to have a copy of that map, right?
Yeah, like I said, the one place in our woods.
All that information is on file with the town board. Obviously, we can't make copies for every member of the public.
No, how about the adjoining properties? That's all, we're not the public.
We don't have a survey, and we don't have any survey that has any property owners on it.
One of those sheets.
You're gonna have to get that for us.
Shouldn't say who the property owners are. Yes, the first sheet.
Oh, okay.
Right there. So here's the table of adjoining property owners.
Is this a tax map?
I mean, it's an overlay on the aerial. Right. So this is not a survey.
Yeah, we could ask these questions in a single one.
I mean, I reasonably believe this is an accurate.
He's what?
There are surveys that have an engineer stamp on it. Does that happen on?
So this is not a survey, this is a site plan.
Okay, it's not an engineer's survey.
Right. But, I mean, we're talking about a discrepancy of possibly 5 feet instead of, you know, 100.
We're talking about a discrepancy of about 30, 40 acres of land. According to what they've got.
Okay.
But we'll.
When we get a survey, can we get 6 extra copies?
Sure.
That we can have here in the town for you guys to pick up? So that we can start with that. So let's get a survey copy. We need 6 extra copies.
At least.
At least 6 for all of the people that would like, want one.
Okay.
I mean, we can't really argue about it until we have it in front of us.
Right, I agree. And I have no reason to believe that the GPS data would have a discrepancy of more than a few feet. So, but I'm not a surveyor, so.
We'll check and see.
Right.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Yes, Mr. Johns?
Couple questions. I don't know if anybody said you can't hear me. In the zoning book, it says that you have to have a inventory, present an inventory of all towers in this area. Okay, you're supposed to present to the board an inventory of all towers. And you're also supposed to, in that, you're supposed to talk to Mr. Snyder and the Blue Hill Tower, the Keels Tower down here, and all, you're supposed to give you an inventory. You're supposed to have all high structures like grain legs, silos, in an 8-mile radius. And you keep saying here tonight, well, we talked to Eaters. I talked to Eaters today, okay, for my firematic business, and their building permit is gonna be issued within probably a week and a half, okay? And the tower sits there in a pile for the last how many years, okay? And you haven't even talked to them, okay? You haven't even gone with your engineer and went up there and sat there and said, this is the height I need to be, okay? Can you put it at this height? You're telling the people here that it's full. Well, the time you build that tower, the time you get approval, this tower could be up. Or Shelley Snyder's tower could be thing, or Keel's tower down here, okay? And you're very vague. And the zoning book, which I'm addressing to the board here, they should know the rules and regulations and read it, okay? Just like the bloom test was supposed to be up for 8 hours.
We never saw one.
Not six hours and 45 minutes, not 5 hours and 45 minutes. And the statement was already made that bloom test wasn't up to the full limit. Now, I'm not against Verizon, okay? Because my computer works off of Verizon and it stinks here, okay? I'm not against the tower, but now I hear we're gonna put two more antennas besides Verizon on it. And we have Eaters there, Keels down here, I don't get Chip mad because maybe it's called a different name, Mid-Hudson or somebody, and Charlie Snyder. You really haven't looked into it and zeroed it out and talked to these people, but you're letting the board and people here know that, oh, it's not gonna work. We have no paperwork, okay? And it's, in the zoning book, it spells out very specifically what your procedures are. And I don't think we're staying with them procedures, okay? Where's the inventory? And you haven't talked to Mr. Eager. I talked to him today, okay? And that tower Yeah, it was 15 years it took to put that tower up, but that tower is not going to be overweight. They can take it, okay? That's my opinion. I'm not against Verizon. I'm not against the cell towers, but not doing procedures.
Can we stick with some, does anybody have questions? Any more questions?
I have another question. We talk about 4G, 5G. Is this compatible? Is it upgradable? What will you do with all this?
Different between 4G and 5G?
Well, is this tower will be usable with 5G when this comes along?
No.
No?
There's no immediate plans for 5G on this.
Okay.
5G generally works on a much higher frequency, so on a tower like that, it wouldn't even reach there.
So it's obsolete already?
No. 4G is not going away.
Okay.
So 4G and 5G, there's a lot of people don't understand it. Like, 5G is not going to replace what we're doing. It's going to be a supplement.
I don't understand it either, but my 10-year-old nephew told me about it.
So it's a much higher frequency. But it takes many, many times as many sites to do it. And when you see 5G sites, you're going to see more like telephone poles with small cells on top of them. They generally won't be on major towers.
Okay. Can we just get your name so we can keep the record?
My name is Pete Lenz, L-E-N-Z.
L-E-N-Z?
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Just keep everything straight.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Cheryl Simister Masterson. I'll have to spell that out for you.
Okay.
I'll see you at the end. How many acres are allotted for this tower?
So it's on a 42-acre parcel and at least 100 by 100 foot. Space within that parcel.
And how many feet is this tower from the base?
150 feet with a 4-foot tall lightning rod.
Okay.
It's 154 total.
Okay. And will there be any other structures near the tower?
There'll be a small equipment shed on a concrete pad at the base.
The base?
And a generator down there too.
Okay. All right.
The generator's purely for emergencies where the power goes out. It'll be run, I think, weekly just to run it.
Yeah, it generally just starts up and runs for a few minutes just to make sure everything's working.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Is there any, yes, Charlie Schneider?
You say it was 100 by 100?
That's the size of the leased area on the parcel, yes.
It needs to be 150.
Okay.
Because the code calls for 150 foot. The 150 foot tower has to be 150 foot for the flat zone.
Thank you.
You better sit down and read these 6 pages of paperwork before you even put it that page.
Okay. Are there any other questions right now? Do you guys have anything right now? Any questions? Ted, is there any questions on your end right now?
Let's see. 4G, 5G, we had an inquiry from the public about that, so that's been discussed. The Eager Tower's been discussed. I think those are my...
I think we'll probably leave this open for a little bit next month in
sure.
case people come up with more stuff or more questions.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
We're 4G already.
Okay, so we will continue this public hearing next month.
Okay.
So.
And just so I understand what everyone wants, a survey with 6 extra copies for the adjoining owners.
Please.
And then just a written analysis of the Eager Tower. If it's built at the height of proposed everything.
If it's built as, if it's built with the capabilities that have been approved by the planning board.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could I get the tower inventory on the new tower?
Yeah.
Basically meaning each rad center, like right now on the old tower, is built. So if there's anything on the new tower that may be not going on that would give us a spot to go. That way, like when I run a plot, I need to know, like, 150 foot tower and 140 feet is open, that's what I would run the propagation at.
You want to know
the tower doesn't have anything open?
Yeah, I don't know enough to answer your question.
But I know if the property owner would know, or I assume they would know.
Yeah, I believe we have that information actually.
Give us a question and then we'll get the answer for you. I don't know enough to
okay.
know what you're
no
asking.
Problem.
So in the application for the new Eager Tower, there are probably a number of antennas that are being proposed to be installed, correct? Yeah, I would imagine. So,
whatever was approved by the board is what you're going to have to address.
Yep.
And you also, I think it sounds like you're going to want to pay attention. We have a checklist. It's a fairly comprehensive checklist. You know, every
A through Q or whatever is on there, every single point that's on there has to be, you know, you gotta make sure that you're, that those things have been addressed.
In the town code.
In the, in our zoning law, that's right.
Ted, he has to go within 8 miles of all towers, not just two towers.
If that's what it says in the code, that's what.
Well, I wanna understand that, 'cause you're talking about Eaters and Shelley Snyder, but there's gotta be 8 miles of that tower, all towers. In other words, he can't assume it, he has to go talk to Eaters, the one down to Keels or any other tower. He just can't come in here and say, well, this is our information. Their information is 15 years old.
Whatever it says in the code is what we test.
And just to touch on that, we did do a full inventory of existing structures in the area. It's in our original application.
Well, then you should have presented it tonight and opened in the meeting.
I mean, it's in the town's records, it's part of the original application. We can't afford the time to go through every single element of it.
We do.
Right.
I did ask how many towers there are in the town, and I would expect you would know that.
Yes.
I'm just saying in terms of, then it went beyond that.
So within Livingston, I don't believe there are any Verizon towers.
No, I mean, any kind of cell tower.
Question was, how many towers are in?
Three towers in Livingston.
Within 8 miles?
Yep.
Germantown, Claremont, and Livingston North, which is also the silo, known as the silo.
Okay, we're gonna continue this next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's a motion to continue.
We'll need a motion. All right, make a motion to continue the public hearing this month. Chip?
Second.
Bernie, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I anticipate that being like 7:30. That public hearing.
We don't have to, we don't.
We don't have to have a time, so, okay.
We don't have to publish it.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody wants to leave, they can.
Yeah.
We're getting to the next thing, which would be, Mr. Hamm, subdivision. Okay, one more, or you're good? All right. So what are we doing?
So my name is Ted Gutterman, I'm the attorney for Don and Mary Jean Hamm, who are in the audience. And so what they're doing is they have a parcel of 87 acres, and they're dividing parcel A from parcel B. Parcel B will remain. It's all part of a Columbia Land Conservancy conservation easement. And so parcel B will continue. There's another parcel to the east. It's also part of the conservation easement, which is not part of the subdivision because it's another tax map number. But that parcel also is going to be conveyed at the same time and is subject to a land conservancy easement. End up that the Hams will own parcel A, which is 5.19 acres, and that's where their house is. And the rest of the property, which is 81 acres, which is being subdivided, but also an additional acreage on the other side and a different tax parcel, which I think is 60 some odd acres, is part of it as well. And that's all going to be one parcel as far as the Land Conservancy is concerned. And there's another residence on that parcel as well, which is the farm, residence that will remain. So we're asking the board to approve subdivision of parcel A out of the rest of the farm, and then we're going to convey the rest of the farm, which is all going to be subject to the Land Conservancy easement. We've already gotten approval from the Land Conservancy to do this, which we needed to do in our conservation easement. It called us for us to get a letter of approval from the Land Conservancy, which I do have. Maybe I should send you a copy of that letter. I only have one copy with me, but.
Ham Road is a real road, so you're not going to be landlocked. You guys have any issues with it? Any questions? I mean, it makes sense. Ted, there, you know, five acres, so it's good. Ted, do you have any, or Michelle, any questions?
Yeah, just real quick. So, let's see here. East of 82 and west of 82, they're going to still remain one parcel, right? It's one tax, it'll be one tax.
That's right.
Okay. And then parcel A, you've got 5.18 acres, but then there's a little note, and it says includes 5-acre farm complex. So what is that? I don't understand. Why is it 5 acres and then it's 5.18 acres? You see where I'm saying, Ted?
Right here, Ted.
Parcel A includes 5-acre farm complex. Parcel A is, so in the, that's the Land Conservancy terms. They call that the 5-acre farm complex. You can do more things on the farm complex than you can on the rest of the land. So I should also say that the rest of the land is, there's no other residences available to be put on the rest of the land. It's all going to be farmland basically forever. And the residence that's going to go with the farmland is actually on the other piece, but it's also the Land Conservancy easement.
Is there any requirement that you notify adjoining landowners?
For the public hearing, we're not doing the public hearing tonight, but yes, there is, right?
I think it's just a notice in the paper.
It's just a notice in the paper.
Just a notice.
Okay.
You don't have to notify them?
Not for a minor subdivision.
Yeah.
This is a minor subdivision, right? It's only a two lots.
What about these up here?
You'll have to hit.
This is the second farm complex, which is another 5 acres. It's in the Land Conservancy, is allowed to be developed.
Oh, it's already in there.
Right. But I don't need to subdivide this piece because it's a separate parcel already.
Okay.
Yep. Mr. Gutterman, do you still have another question here? Scott, what's your question?
My question was, is there any requirement to notify an adjoining landowner, which I am?
Yeah, the board indicated to me, I hadn't read the rules, but apparently, because this is a minor subdivision, it isn't.
Notice in paper only.
But no public hearing.
It is.
Could you show me where the additional houses will be?
Sure.
Oh.
There'll be a public hearing next month, by the way. This is the second farm state complex over here.
Or second.
This is the house.
I don't know.
And that's going to be the house. It's on another parcel, but it's all on the same company.
This is a lease that's already in.
He's going to convey everything. So he can't.
Thank you.